Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey, weirdos. Just wanted to give you an update on how I'm doing. I know a lot of you worry about me, and you're even praying for me on a regular basis, which I greatly appreciate. It has been extremely difficult to get in front of the microphone the last few days, and, well, I'm ashamed to say that I lied to a few people about why that is. I was blaming it on migraines, which I did have, slightly, but the biggest reason is that my depression has come back with a vengeance, and I don't know why I decided to lie about that. I talk so often about the fact that it's nothing to be ashamed of, that we should open up, but for some reason, it makes us want to pull in, and so I wasn't being completely honest and open with people about why I was being so inward and introverted. Now, I'm not thinking of hurting myself or anything like that. Don't worry about it. My depression has never gone to that dark of a place. But it does suck all the joy and energy out of life on numerous occasions, and, well, that's what's happening right now. The last 3 days, I have slept, and I'm not kidding, about 15 hours per day. It's still not enough sleep. I get up, I get dressed, get a small bite to eat maybe, and I'm already wanting to go back to bed. It's the only place that I want to be right now, in bed. No amount of caffeine or sugar is changing it either. Trust me, I've tried. I can only assume the depression is back due to the amount of stress that I'm under right now. And there is a lot going on aside from just the Weird Darkness podcast, which is putting a lot of pressure and strain on me right now, stuff that I don't normally share with people. Only my bride knows all of it, but I don't think it's going to hurt for me to share some of it here with you, just so you know what's going on, and maybe it'll be a bit therapeutic for me. First of all, as most of you know, I just recently walked away from my real job. I'm now doing Weird Darkness full-time as my solitary income, aside from the few dollars that I do still make from the occasional voiceover. Even though this was the right decision to make, I know that, it was still a giant step, seeing as I have been working in full-time radio since 1990. There's still that part of my brain in the back asking, did I just make a mistake? What if I fail at being self-employed? I know it's just unsubstantiated anxiety, but it's there nevertheless. If you've visited the WeirdDarkness.com website, you might also notice that there is a new podcast on the way called Allegedly. I'm the host of this new podcast, and it stars numerous Hollywood actors in the voice roles involving real crimes. The first episode, which launches April 25th, stars Michael Emerson, whom you might remember from Lost. And then the week after that, it's Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek The Next Generation, and he's playing a major role in his episode. So I've got a lot on my plate right now. It's an exciting show. Just to be asked to be a part of this is really cool, and I can't wait to tell you more about it next week. It's not anything that's actually going to take me away from the Weird Darkness podcast, so you don't have to worry about that, but it is launching at the same time that a lot of other stuff in my life is changing, so it's a bit stressful at the moment. But once we get it all launched and everything, it'll just be a weekly podcast, and it'll be easy to keep up with. Also, what most of you do not know is that Weird Darkness is expanding into book publishing. Very soon, you're going to start hearing about books being released under the brand Weird Darkness Publishing. And that's paperback, ebook, audiobook versions. Of course, Weirdling Woods, that you already know about, it's scheduled to be released through Weird Darkness Publishing, but we already have several other authors that we're working with to get their novels or books published as well. And we're thinking it's probably going to be about one new book per month that we'll be releasing. And while I do have somebody doing a giant portion of the work to get those authors and books ready to be released, Scott, thank you. I appreciate you so much. It's still up to me to do the audiobook versions for each one, and it's also on my shoulders to burden the financial costs of publishing so our authors don't have to spend a dime in order to get published. I'll be the one writing the checks to the authors and my freelance help, and of course, all of that requires contracts and other legal stuff, enough to make anybody's brain explode, whether they're already taking antidepressants or not. So one more thing that's on my shoulders right now, it's just all happening at the same time. You also heard that I'm going to be working with a new doctor to try and balance out my depression and other issues. I posted that on Monday. That's a bit nerve-wracking too. I'm looking forward to it, but still, it's a major change. And even though I told you about that on Monday, I wasn't supposed to. That episode was intended to be posted for this coming Monday. I sent it out on the wrong date, probably because I'm so stressed and not thinking straight. But anyway, I released it a week too early. That was supposed to be scheduled for this coming Monday. That's the day that I'm truly going to be going to see that doctor. This week, I did have to spend a little time on the road driving to get my blood tests done, and I had to drive out of town to get it done. It was a long bloody mess, I guess you could literally say. I won't go into it, but there was just a couple of mistakes made, and I had to drive a lot farther to get it done than I should have. So again, another day taken out that I could have been home working or relaxing or something. But anyway, this coming Monday is when I see my new doctor, and hopefully we'll be able to take care of things with my antidepressants and other issues. And this one other thing has happened that is really big on my heart and soul, and it has been for over a decade. I thought it was completely dead. I wasn't really looking at doing anything with it anymore, but last week I received a phone call from a Hollywood actor, and this has nothing to do with the podcast, either this one or Allegedly. But this Hollywood actor told me that he was interested in this idea that I had, and he might have found a way to bring it to reality. I'm not going to go any further into that right now. I don't think it's my place to give too much detail, but it's a TV sitcom idea that I've been working on for a very, very long time. And now there's a possibility that it might see a bit of a revival here, and maybe it'll actually come into existence. I don't know. So yeah, all of that is good. It's just that the stress can be created by both good and bad things. If you deal with stress, then you know that. And with all of this coming down on me all at once, it probably shouldn't be surprising that my depression has come back and come back hard. But that being said, I'm doing the best I can to maintain my sanity. I still plan on being here Friday night for our Weirdo Watch Party on the Weird Darkness website. I'm also scheduled to be at the Visually Odd Con on both Saturday and Sunday this weekend in DeKalb, Illinois. And that might also cause a bit of stress too, but I think it's actually going to be good for me to get out of the house and see people face to face, you know, just to remember what it looks like and feels like to be a human being. I really am sorry though that I have not been consistent in posting new episodes the last couple of weeks. Hopefully now though, you'll understand just a bit as to why that is. And please know all of this bumpiness in the Weird Darkness podcast, me not being all that reliable recently, this is all temporary. I truly do love being the host of Weird Darkness. I can't see myself ever walking away from doing it either. This is just, a bump in the road. So thank you, weirdos. God bless you all. And for those of you who are continuing to throw out good thoughts and prayers on my behalf, I appreciate it, and I can continue to use a whole heck of a lot more of them. strange creatures, gruesome murders, oozing organisms, unfathomable abductions, enigmatic expeditions, an age-old malevolence, and much more. Author J.C. Moore delivers a collection of dark horror tales that are both chilling and poignant. Dark Intrigues Book 1 is filled with horror fiction for fans of short story anthologies, horror collections, ghost fiction, suspense, possession, and more. Dark Intrigues Book 1 by J.C. Moore, available on Kindle or as an audiobook narrated by Darren Marlar. Find Dark Intrigues Book 1 on the audiobooks page at WeirdDarkness.com. That's WeirdDarkness.com/audiobooks.